You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
National has announced the fruits of the childcare policy they campaigned on, which is a rebate paid out once every 3 months. This is after they campaigned on fortnightly payments and will disadvantage parents who cannot afford childcare up front. They've also announced they're continuing Labor's policy of free period products in schools and kura, although whether or not this includes primary schools as well as intermediate and high schools is uncertain. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I asked Labor spokesperson for education and women, Jan Tinetti, about both these announcements. Here is that interview. Do you support National's childcare policy?
No, I don't. And the reason I don't support it is because it comes at the expense of the work that we did to extend the 20 hours free childcare support for two-year-olds. And that would have given support costing $500 million more than what National's policy is. Childcare isn't affordable for some people, and those on lower incomes can struggle to meet the costs up front. This is a rebate. This isn't going to make it more accessible for people to access childcare. And because National's made it a rebate, there are parents who will miss out.
Is it wrong for National to campaign on the subsidies being paid every fortnight but now only pay them every 3 months? They have said it won't make a difference in the amount paid out.
Look, it absolutely is. This is exactly what I'm saying. It's a broken promise. They were told, people were told that it would be fortnightly. It's a bureaucratic nightmare. This program that they're proposing is a bureaucratic nightmare. Busy mums and dads will have to get invoices or proof of payment from their childcare centres, which means that that's putting another administrative burden on those childcare centres. They then have to claim back the money themselves from IRD. This isn't good for them.
Does Labor have an equivalent policy to National's? Is that the 20 hours free policy?
So we started by extending the 20 hours free. We looked at how we could do that best. We know that that's a program that works really well. It made a huge difference when it came in for the 3 and 4 year olds, and it meant that the participation rates increased, greatly increased. And so we were looking at how we could extend that. We started with the 2 year olds. It wasn't just something we campaigned on. This was something in the budget. It was budgeted for, the money was there. We were going to be starting that right now here in March. March the 1st it was going to be starting, and that's been taken away so parents don't get that extra support.
We obviously need huge changes in how we do childcare in Aotearoa. Do we need a broader funding review?
Yeah, we'd actually announced that. So that was something that, as my time as Minister of Education, it became very clear to me that we were never going to solve the problems that were associated with childcare unless we looked at the broader funding within the sector. And it's a very complex sector. It is very, very complex in the way that it is funded. We needed a funding review. We needed to make sure that we had an understanding of how we could make early childhood education more accessible for more young people.
National has also said they will continue funding free period products in schools and kura. Is this a big step towards continuing to fight period poverty?
Look, I love the period products in schools program. In fact, if you could ask me anything in my time, the two things that I would point to would be the free period products in school, because that should just be a given, and the free healthy lunch, school lunch program. It's a given that young women, girls need to have their dignity maintained. We can do that by offering these free period products, so there is no excuse for them to miss school because of their periods. However, I do have a bit of a caution here, and I'm still a little bit confused about the government's commitment. Initially, their press release said it was only for intermediate and secondary schools. I questioned them on that, and so they have since changed that to say it's primary schools. their funding doesn't quite add up. They've put $2.9 million into it for the year. That program cost $8 million a year to run. So I've still got some further questions for them, and I will be asking those questions because this is a program that needs to be maintained, and it needs to be maintained indefinitely.
My next question was, is it unfair that National has said they won't supply primary schools? But clearly there's a little bit of confusion around whether or not there will be primary schools supplied or not. Maybe could you just speak to the importance of why supplying primary schools is so important as well?
Look, absolutely. Primary schools, people assume that girls start menstruating when they're a little bit older, but those of us that have worked in primary schools know that there are many young people that start a lot earlier than around the 12, 13-year-olds. In fact, I have to say that my time as a principal, the youngest that I've seen of a young girl starting to menstruate was 6 years old. And that's horrific to some people to think that, but it does occur. And we've got to make certain that all young people who menstruate are provided for, that their dignity is maintained and that they don't miss out on their schooling because of them starting to menstruate.
And can I clarify as well, are decisions around how these distributed left to individual schools? Will it be certain that non-binary and trans men, rangatahi, who menstruate have access to these products as well?
Yeah, so that is individual, up to individual schools, but that's the whole reason behind why we leave it to schools to be open to them, to how they can access them and how they can distribute them. It is absolutely important that this program is available for all young people who menstruate. That's why sometimes you'll hear me when I'm talking about specific cases, I'll talk about a young girl, but actually I will always talk about young people who menstruate, and that's really important that it's open for everybody.
Are these the kind of policies that help us fight people not turning up to school?
Absolutely they are. Initially this program was built on the fact that Otago University had done some research to show that up to 95,000 young people who menstruate will miss school at some point because of their period, and that's because they don't have access to period products. We need to normalise menstruation, we need to normalise periods, we need to normalise the language around it so that young people don't feel shame, but also have the access that they don't even have to feel that shame because they're fully catered for.
That was Labor's Jan Tinetti on National's childcare policy and continuing free period products in schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.